to the near post. Messi to the net. Mamma mia! Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise. La Pantarita. It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, this is the last show of 2018, and we intend on making it a good one. We're fresh on the heels of Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and the Blitz. Happy birthday to Fred Fowler. And, you know, A.J.'s great because you always walk out of the studio, he hands you a cold beer. So you got to love it. Lots to talk about here tonight. We all woke up today to learn the news that Jose Mourinho was out at Manchester United. We'll dig into that. I'm going to say some things tonight about Mourinho that others may not have said or focused on quite as much. And there's a whole bunch of reasons as to why he's potentially out. There's all kinds of theories. There's the conspiracy. He was trying to get himself fired. You name it. I want your reaction on Jose Mourinho tonight. But our other big question of the night, it is simply your biggest soccer moment in 2018. And over on Facebook Soccer Matters, we put that out. We asked for people to also get bonus points with putting pictures up. We got some amazing stuff from our soccer community. We had an over 50 team, and I'm going to go there later and give some shout-outs. Over 15 team, that was their moment of the year. For one guy. Another guy, it was his son scoring some goals in a youth game. It ran the gamut. So, biggest moment in 2018. Could be France winning the World Cup. Could be today Jose Mourinho getting fired. Could be the Dynamo, this one we got a lot, the Dynamo winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That one was out there quite a bit. We stream on ESPN 975. We're on Facebook, Soccer Matters. Michael, we do want to get on the Facebook for the station as well. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. So got a couple of very, very good guests local here in the community. We're also going to talk Liga MX final. We're already getting some phone calls in. Jax, I think, is going to come on shortly here. We're going to talk to him. He's calling in. Oh, he only speaks Spanish? Well, you might be translating for me. Okay, why don't you ask him what his question is, and then we'll answer it, or whatever his statement is. Glenn Davis Sock on Twitter. Hit me up there. Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock as well. We've got some pictures up there. We'll post some things from behind the scenes here during commercial break. And again, we stream on ESPN975.com. Josh Gardner happens to be a local product, played for Sporting Kansas City and the LA Galaxy. Two-time MLS Cup winner. He's on the show tonight. He's now in our community, and he's going to talk player development and more. We'll also talk player development with Eric Quill of Texans SC, one of the academy teams. Eric also grew up playing locally, played in Major League Soccer. We had that conversation with him about Chris Richards at Bayern Munich. We're going to ask him about Lucha Gonzalez being named the FC Dallas coach, going from an academy coach to being now the head coach of FC Dallas. We'll dig into that tonight. Club America gets it done over Cruz Azul. Poor Cruz Azul. 21 years and on now since they've won a title. What a disappointment. Didn't deserve anything out of the game. Quite frankly, the game, if you were a neutral, didn't live up to it. But it doesn't matter. Club America won the title. So Americanistas, I want to hear from you tonight. And I want to also remind you that I am giving out tickets to America and Santos Laguna. This is Saturday, December 29th. This is around the corner. It's 4:30 p.m. at BBVA Compass Stadium. You are going to see the champions. It's almost like a champions tour of Club America coming here to Houston. I mean, this is a bona fide win-win for the promoters and those down at BBVA Compass Stadium. This is going to be a sellout. And we're going to give some tickets away to what we did prior. But the fact that they won Liga MX is going to make this even more interesting. It'll be a big celebration down there. And by the way, Santos Laguna won the tournament prior to that. So you got the last two champions coming in here to Houston, Texas. So right now, at 713-780-3776, I want your thoughts on what was your biggest soccer moment of the year. It could have been seeing your daughter all of a sudden learn how to dribble a soccer ball and do it pretty coherently. You tell me. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Also, Chris Duval. Houston Dynamo just acquired him. This looks like a good deal for the Dynamo. Chris, a right back, can also tuck in at center back. But as Matt Jordan told me, coming here to be the right back for the Houston Dynamo. So Chris Duval on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 tonight. By the way, his godfather is Billy White Shoes Johnson, the former Houston Oiler. So he's already got a Houston connection. Again, call in number 713-780-3776. What is your biggest soccer moment of the year? All right, so let's start with Jose Mourinho. Now, from the beginning, you heard it on the show, I was never a fan of Manchester United's move to hire Jose Mourinho. I didn't think he was the right fit. My worry was his ego was going to become bigger than what is the biggest sporting property in the world, Manchester United. From a tactical perspective and a lower block defending type team and a counterattacking team, did not fit the Manchester United mantra. Now, maybe they pulled the trigger quickly because of what was going on across the street with Pep Guardiola. And they had to hire a high-profile manager after the struggles with David Moyes and Louis van Gaal. Manchester United today got rid of the special one, Jose Mourinho. Now, when you look at the timing of this, you can say to yourself, why wasn't this 5 weeks ago? Why wasn't this 7 weeks ago? Nothing's changed. The same complaints are coming through. Why did it happen today? Or in this case, yesterday in England? My theory is more business related. And that's why Ed Woodward remains there, because he's making money for Manchester United. And this is a business first and foremost. So all of us hardcore that have a hard time getting out of this wonderful feeling that, you know, this is all about the game and solely about the game. Sadly, we're kidding ourselves. And those are older times. This is first and foremost about business. And my belief is that this was a business move. Sure, they probably wanted to wait till the end of the season, but this was a business move. And this was a move made in a boardroom. And you know what, guys, we have to have something positive happen here. There's just too much of a dark cloud over this team. There's too much negativity. There's just no buzz right now. We've got this ongoing soap opera of Mourinho and Pogba. Pogba sat on the bench, didn't play. Fellaini came on before him. They're dominated. It was like 36-4 in shots against Liverpool. That could have ended a 1-1 draw. United was slaughtered soccer-wise. I'm sorry. But I believe this was to boost stock prices, and this was done to make a big business statement, and that is what happened. Stock prices were down. They went up once Jose Mourinho was fired, so it's too bad we all didn't buy some stock in Manchester United a couple of days ago, because we would have made a little bit of money. But that's what I believe a lot of the timing of this came down to. Yes, there's all these other things. His ego. Way too big. His inability to really play a team that can be progressive and proactive and attacking. But why would we expect that? We shouldn't expect that. And when I see some of the reasoning behind him being, fired, it's, the way he plays and defending and counterattacking and playing in a lower block and it's pragmatic soccer. When I hear that, and well, he doesn't work, he's not as interested in working with the youth players and all. Well, you knew that before you hired him. But Ed Woodward's not going to get fired because Apparently, they're making a lot of money at Manchester United. And general managers and presidents don't normally get fired. Yeah, they do sometimes. Sure they do. Or sometimes they're given a golden handshake and they're told, you know, hey, you can leave. Or we can say we removed you and fired you. And you never know fully what went on. But a lot of times you can figure it out. You can read between the lines. So the struggles with Pogba. And by the way, he's no angel either. He apparently tweeted something out. That was kind of smug, and you know, like he won the battle with Mourinho. He's no angel, I don't think. But I think when you constantly throw players under the bus and unfairly, and it's not healthy criticism, but it's just, you know, an excuse. It's to take the light off of you, and because you're the special one and you do things better than everybody else. And by the way, this is a guy who won the Champions League a number of times. But you got to ask now, has the modern game passed over Jose Mourinho? And who would you want to play for? Want to play for Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool? Pep Guardiola at Manchester City? Or do you want to play for Jose Mourinho? Do you want to be in an upbeat environment? Or do you want to be in an environment of negativity, dark clouds? Because, man, there is a dark cloud that hangs over that guy. Or heck, for that matter, Maurizio Sarri of Chelsea. Do you want to play for him? Or Unai Emery at Arsenal? Now, when you got players like Mata, Rashford, Lingard, Lukaku, Pogba, and Martial, you're telling me you can't be a good attacking team? Is this seriously about not having the resources? And look, the players bear responsibility too. But in the end, the manager is the inspirational leader. And if you're a player, by the way, you can win in spite of a coach. You can win in spite of a coach. So it's interesting. Liverpool's dominance at Anfield, 3-1 win. One team was playing most of the soccer in this game. We know that. It was like 64% possession. Liverpool dominated it. But they needed the insertion of Shaqiri. Shaqiri, bought from Stoke, who was getting relegated, comes in, scores two goals. We'll talk a little bit more Liverpool, Manchester United. We're going to take a quick break here. We got more to come here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, but let's get some phone calls in. What was your biggest soccer moment of the year? You got to tell me. It's our last show here in 2018. Biggest soccer moment of the year. So you can tell by this type of music where I'm going over the holidays. I may reveal it on this show. Somebody tell me who this is. It's Peter Tosh. It's the Bushmen. All right, we'll take a break. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Mane's got some room to get a cross in here. No one inside of the penalty spot. Mane with a bit of skill. There's the cross. Here's the chance. Takes a deflection and goes in. The substitute, Shaqiri, off the underside of the crossbar. It may have taken a deflection, but it's a masterstroke from Jurgen Klopp. Jadon Sakiri, the bargain of the season, surely. Liverpool 2, Manchester United 1. How big could that goal be for the Reds this season?
Well, there are matches that are special matches that are not just one more, and this one was not just one more. It was the first of 8 Premier League games until the end of December, and was a game that we need to win. And my feeling is that was not enough from the heart. You must play with brain, we must play with also with heart, and I think not enough heart.
Not enough heart, that's what Jose Mourinho says. King's Court, the place to be in Edo. In the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium, King's Court, 13 monitors for your soccer watching desires. By the way, they're going to be open on Boxing Day. So it's a great place to be around holiday time. Rooftop deck is spectacular. KingsCourtHouston.com. Go down there, say hello to Jay. They got great food. All right, so we posed the question, soccer moment of the year. And it's blown up on Facebook Soccer Matters. And we get all kinds of great posts here. But we're going to take some phone calls now and get your takes. Best soccer moment of the year. Let's start with Michael. Michael, what do you have?
Hey, good evening. I would have to say that my best soccer moment of the year, without a doubt, was the England national squad's run during the World Cup. Being a United fan, watching some of those young guys like Rashford and Lingard do their thing and almost make it to a final was pretty inspiring.
All right, I like that. So there's one for England right there from Michael. Michael, thank you very much for calling in tonight and letting us know what your soccer moment of the year was.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. So Michael says the England run in the World Cup in Russia. England getting far, had a nice draw in that World Cup. We know that, but they did go far. We have tickets to give away tonight as well. 713-780-3776. What was your soccer moment of the year? Carlos says, perfect birthday present, Los Campeones. I'm assuming he means Club America. His soccer moment of the year. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's your soccer moment of the year?
Hey, Glenn. First off, first and foremost, thank you for everything you do for the sport of soccer as well as the city of Houston. Hope you enjoy your time off and have a great holiday. I've actually got two moments. They both involve Liverpool. One good, one bad. The bad being Sergio Ramos taking out Salah. I think that changed the whole complexion of the Champions League final. But the great moment was the signing of Alisson. I think that completely changed the perspective within Liverpool, having that confidence in your stopper. And I find it laughable that Mourinho says there was no heart. I understand players have, you know, some aspect to play. But at the same time, them not having any heart, like you said, the manager is there to inspire, and there was absolutely no inspiration. And to be embarrassed by that, by your biggest rival, he had to go. Anyway, I appreciate it. Have a great night. Have a great trip, and I'll talk to you soon.
Very kind of you, Mike. Thank you very much for that. So Mike weighing in there. So two things there. Remember Laurius Karius and Simone Mignolet? It's all about Alisson now. Your soccer moment of the year, 713-780-3776. Your soccer moment of the year, 713-780-3776. Going to take more phone calls at 713-780-3776. The other thing that we remember, too, is that that Ramos' tackle on Salah hurt Egypt's chances and affected their dynamics of their squad in the World Cup, too, as they were historically getting to Russia. Here's a good one from Robert. He said, my son Carmen scored a hat trick on his academy team. Each time he scored, he ran down the sideline, pulled up his jersey and showed a white t-shirt where he had written, quote, don't mess with the Italians, with an Italian flag under it. The parents went nuts. It was awesome. Awesome. Robert Giacobbe. That's a good one. All right, Carmen, I like that. You got passion for the game, buddy. I would have liked to have been on that sideline to see that, by the way. Charles Cotone says, the legendary Charles Cotone said, attending the opening of the National Soccer Hall of Fame in the NASL Legends game. Brandon Campbell, watching my son experience a Dynamo Championship, the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Kyle Kent says, my son Jackson Kent and the Huffman Falcons going from a two-win team in 2017 to a regional semifinalist in 2018. Let's see. Rob Hernandez Jr., El Tri defeating Germany in the World Cup 2018 opening match. El Chucky Lozano. And then Craig Curbelo has a little guy propped up. It didn't mention his name, but it says, my favorite soccer moment was watching this guy score a hat trick in a championship. So that's a cute picture. A bunch of older guys holding up a little guy who had a hat trick. All right. Moment of the year. 713-780-3776 in the world of soccer. Bilal, what is your moment of the year?
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
That's Soccer Matters, Bilal.
I want to say it's actually two moments. It's Mo Salah's run and then his unfortunate sort of injury in the Champions League final. And I want to say Kylian Mbappe's goal in the World Cup final.
Mm. Very nice. And when you say Mo Salah's run, you mean just the outstanding, amazing season he had?
The performance he had, the season he had, where he took Liverpool, it was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, no question about it, no question. All right, Bilal, thank you very much for that, and thank you for being a loyal listener. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 713-780-376. So Bilal there, yeah, points out, incredible, incredible season put together by Mo Salah. Liverpool on top of the Premier League right now, by the way. That was a statement to win that game 3-1 against Manchester United and do it so dominantly. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. We're asking you for your favorite and most important soccer moment in 2018. Michael Babajanov says Copa Libertadores. Jorge Carrillo Rosas, Spanish girls winning the under-17 Women's World Cup. I like that take. That's something different. And that was a very good Spain under-17 team. That's an example of a country that is putting an investment into women's soccer. Having called some of those under-17 Women's World Cup games, including Spain, that was a good group of girls. And they beat Mexico in the final at the under-17 level. All right, more calls on soccer moment of the year in 2018. I'm surprised there's a couple that haven't been mentioned. Tony, what's yours?
Well, if you're a lover of the great game of football at any level, I think you have to have some sort of appreciation for Croatia's run in the World Cup, a country of 12 million. Just incredible. And if not for an own goal and a handball, who knows? They got a good shot of beating France.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable. And by the way, based on all the games they went extra time and overtime, they played almost a complete additional 90 minutes heading into that final with France. So, Tony, that's a great one. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for everything you do for the game.
Appreciate it, Tony. Thank you. All right, let's go to Leon. And again, 713-780-3776. We're talking about your soccer moment of the year. So we just got Croatia getting to the final, that amazing run, that small country getting all the way to the final to only lose out to France. Let's go to Leon. Leon, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? I've been listening to you, you know, of course, after the Fred AJ show. You actually opened up my interest in soccer. And my soccer moment of the year is the first time I watched the MLS Championship. I really enjoyed that, man. I'm planning on going to a few soccer games this upcoming year. I sat there and watched it at home, drank a couple of beers, and hey, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're talking about the Atlanta win this year, 70-something thousand, right?
Yes, sir, the Atlanta game. Yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. That one guy that got on that team, he was pretty awesome, man. He got me excited. I'm not originally from Houston, from Los Angeles, but I'm planning on watching a few soccer games. Yeah, I'm going to try to get a couple of coworkers to go to that one on the 29th.
Yeah, that'll be a good one to go to. There'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance around that because that's the champions of Mexico coming in here in a short amount of time, fresh off a Liga MX title. If you go to that game, you are going to get some real feel of soccer passion. I guarantee it. And then what I want you to do, Leon, is later on. Once we get through the holidays and Major League Soccer kicks off again, I want you to either find me on social media. You can do it very easily and say, hey, Glenn, I'm the guy who talked about Atlanta United and watching it on TV, and I'll get you some tickets to the Houston Dynamo.
Oh, for real? Oh, man, that'd be awesome, man.
Done deal. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I listen to you, man. Like I said, after the show, I enjoy your show, man. You one got me. You opened up my interest in the soccer, and I went home and watched the game. You're two of mine. Your show and mine. But thank you.
All right, Leon. Have a great holiday.
You too, sir.
All right. So, yeah, those are the calls I love. Because... you know, that's obviously one of Fred and AJ's guys. And he hangs around after and goes, hey, the soccer thing is pretty good. And then he sees 73,000 plus with Atlanta. This is what it's all about. And for people that are mainstream sports fans, by the way, you could appreciate a soccer game. The common give and go is a part of it. Teams that defend deep or like teams that collapse in front of a goalkeeper in the NHL. And you got to find a way through them. You know, a running game in basketball is like, an out-and-out counterattacking game in soccer. A full-court press to try and get back in a game is no different than a high press that leads to immediate chances in soccer. Or in the case of basketball, it leads to immediate shots. So there's a lot of commonality in these sports if you really want to dig into it. Let's go now to remind you that we're talking about the soccer moment of the year. 713-780-3776 is the number. We've gotten some amazing ones online with pictures at Facebook Soccer Matters. You can hit me up on Twitter as well, Glenn Davis Sock. And let's keep it going here with these great phone calls bringing up the great moments that have occurred this year. Let's continue on with AY. AY, what's up?
Yes. Hello, Glenn. How you doing?
I'm very good. Nice to hear your voice, AY.
Yeah, for me, it's more of negative, but it's still a moment. It was the Marco Rocco goal in the World Cup against Nigeria, Argentina, Nigeria. The goal that eliminated Nigeria from the World Cup. That was my moment, the Marco Royal goal.
Yeah, well, that's a personal one for you because you are a Super Eagle and a Super Eagle fan. So I know you're in pain over that one. Hey, but here's the good news. That's a young Nigerian team that got valuable experience, and their manager even said, he said, look, this is not our World Cup. Our World Cup is 4 years from now. So you think about the experience they've gotten in that World Cup, and I have a feeling in a couple of years when we get close to the next World Cup, we're going to be talking some Super Eagles that got some real maturing from that World Cup.
Can I add something?
Yes, you can.
After what happened at Old Trafford today, I'm happy about it because Mourinho had it coming. He's too egoistic. He feels that it's either him or nobody. So he had it coming. He's a traitor. He is a traitor, and he got what he deserved.
Well,
as a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, he does.
I'm talking as a Chelsea fan right now.
Yes.
So, Glenn, happy holidays to you and your family. See you soon.
AY, always great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for being such a loyal listener on the show as well. All right. I love that from AY. Our good friend Sam Mbonu, got to get him on in the next, I hope Sam's listening tonight, but I would love to know what Sam's soccer moment of the year is. Sam, if you're out there and you're listening tonight, I want you to call in. I want your moment of the year. Sam Mbonu of Afro Vibes. All right, Chris, what's your moment of the year?
Hey, Glenn, love the show. Thank you for having me on. For me, this year was the end of the era of Iniesta Barcelona. The tribute they did to him was phenomenal. He obviously couldn't contribute the way he wanted to anymore. He's now making a boo-boo amount of money in China. But think about the careers that guy had, and if you want to stack him up in the midfield of all-time greats, I mean, he's got to be at least in the top five. So what do you think?
Oh, I think you're bringing up a great one, and how quickly we forget how amazing that guy was, and at his stature and all the things that, you know, people, when they look at athletes, go, but just what a quick thinker, how quickly the ball left his feet. It was like he had a second set of eyes in the back of his head. You know, obviously he's on a team with Lionel Messi, so he's constantly overshadowed, but that Xavi and Iniesta Messi combination, unbelievable. I love you bringing out Andreas Iniesta, though, because he was also a guy that was not he was not a big self-promoter. He just went about his business so efficiently, so much fun to watch, and an amazing player. I appreciate that one, Chris. That's a beauty. That's a beauty. All right.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Have a good evening.
Yeah, have a great holiday. All right, so that was a good one, Andreas Iniesta. We had Croatia in there as well. Your favorite soccer moment, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Okay, I'll tell you what. I want to mention here Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. I've leased. I've owned. I got great buddies down there. Philip, Justin, Sergio. We had a live radio show down there at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Guys, Christmas. Put a bow on a BMW, stick it in your wife's driveway. Think about that. That would be an out-of-the-park home run Christmas gift or holiday gift. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased and owned down there with Sergio Martinez, who's a huge Club America fan, by the way. Other thing I love is the customer service at BMW. Second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown, AdvantageBMWHouston.com, and a Merry Christmas to Philip, Justin, Sergio, and all down at Advantage BMW. Daspit Law Firm, presenting sponsor here. Personal injury attorneys, John and his firm, DaspitLaw.com. Now, they're bilingual, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter if you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, whatever it is, you need the Daspit Law Firm. Turn that music up, by the way, because they're coming to Houston in April. Heartbreaker. Rolling Stones. They'll work for you 24/7 and nights and weekends. I guarantee you, John Daspit will be at the Rolling Stones concert, too. Get the representation you need. Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. What is your biggest soccer moment of the year?
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Pelota que viene para Cecilio. Viene Cecilio. La puede firmar. Tiro. Nuevo disparo.
Well, there you have it. Club America winning Liga MX. And believe it or not, it's crazy. They're going to be here December 29th in Houston to take on Santos Laguna. That's going to be a big-time celebration. That's going to be something to go to. That is going to be really fun. If you want to get the passion of a team, it's almost going to be like a celebration. Hey, soccer fans, I have a new sponsor to Soccer Matters, Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a synergy with their energy because they're also the official provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends to free days, cash bonuses. You know, the list goes on. You may have fallen for one of these offers, and a month later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bills. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They're going to keep it simple. It's just like soccer. Sometimes you got to keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So check out Tri-Eagle Energy, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TryEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. Today, in 4 years, the 2022 World Cup final in Qatar. How about that? Also, a couple things in the news. We're going to take some phone calls. Dave Sarakin now is a North Carolina FC coach. FC Dallas has hired Lucci Gonzalez. So he's going straight from being the head of their academy and their youth setup to being the coach of FC Dallas. All right. Soccer moment of the year. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're getting some phone calls. Let's hear what your soccer moment of the year is. Let's go to Luis. Luis, what's your soccer moment of the year?
Hey, Glenn. Good evening.
Good evening.
My soccer moment of the year was definitely Radamel Falcao having his goal, his revenge during the World Cup. Amazing guy. Gave Colombia a lot of his best. And finally got his goal. I mean, that was amazing. And I got to watch it with my young one, 7 and 5 years old, starting to watch soccer and, you know, having some fun with it.
Oh, that's a great story. And obviously you're a Colombian, super proud of Radamel Falcao.
Yep. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Luis, and you have great holidays. I appreciate that. So, I mean, look at the cross-section of people we're getting tonight. We're getting Croatia. We're getting Colombia, Radamel Falcao. We're getting with AY talking about the heartbreak of Nigeria getting eliminated from the World Cup. This is our city. This is Houston. We are one of the great soccer cities in America. No question. I mean, the passion, incredible. All right, Sergio, what's your soccer moment of the year?
Hey, Glenn. Pleasure to speak with you. I've been listening to you for a while. First time calling.
Thank you.
I actually have a couple. You know, I'm a huge Club America fan, and, you know, winning the La Trece, number 13, was a great, great day for us. Campeonísimos, you know, most championships of any Liga MX side. I also have one here in Houston. I was present for the semifinal game, Houston Dynamo versus LAFC.
Oh, that was a great night. That may have been the best night of the year.
Yeah, that would be my pick for game of the year. It was an amazing display of offensive football, and I was right behind the LAFC bench, and it was an interesting dynamic, to say the least. And just to kind of rub it in some people's faces, seeing Chivas make an absolute shame of themselves in the Club World Cup, coming in sixth, last place, worst team in the tournament, the worst performing Mexican team in that
now,
tournament.
Why are you going to beat up Chivas when they're down? You just won the title with America, and you got to put those digs in. Why do you have to do that to the Chivas fan? And I wonder if any Chivas fans are going to respond to you, Sergio.
It's almost as sweet as victory. Almost, but not quite.
All right, so Sergio, I want to ask you something real quick. And by the way, some might say the Open Cup Championship was the best night down there, but that LAFC game was great. I want you really quickly to tell me how the Houston Dynamo can get more Liga MX fans.
Well, first of all, they would have to get some, you know, a little more Hispanic flavor in that team. You know, they have a couple of Hondurians.
Well, you got Hondurans, you got Salvadorians.
Yeah, but you don't have a single Mexican team member or just a player of some.
Well, they had Kubo Torres, and nobody came out for Kubo Torres.
Yeah, but Kubo, I've always said he was overhyped, and I've been proven right.
Okay.
We have in Houston one of the most diverse and wonderful soccer communities in probably all the United States.
All right, these are all things, Sergio, I already know this stuff. I want you to tell me how more fans will come to the game. You said, is your sole response to this that the Dynamo need a Mexican player?
They do. Either of Mexican descent, or they have the academy. Not a single Mexican player has come out of that academy, or Hispanic players.
Memo Rodriguez. Memo Rodriguez is on the team right now. So, Memo Rodriguez is on the team. He only had about 400 minutes, but Memo Rodriguez is on the team. Sergio, great stuff. I want to keep it moving, though. I got a full board here. Thank you very much for calling in tonight. All right. Let's go to Alex. Alex, soccer moment of the year. What is it?
Hey, Glenn. Thank you for having me. I'm Alex Sosa, a.k.a. Pato, from El Batallón. More specifically, Los de Siempre.
Alex, wonderful job with El Batallón, by the way.
Thank you so much, man. It's good. Thank you for having me connected, and it's always good to see you whenever I see you around town. I'm horrible at summarizing, but I got three key moments, and I'm going to summarize them as quickly as possible. Number one, for me, the most important, September 26, 2018, U.S. Open Cup champions, BBVA Compass Stadium. We won 3-0 against Philly, first championship won in Houston in the history since 1836, right? Since our foundation, you could say that, you know. That's the top one. The second one, we were at MD Anderson, a few weeks ago? I'm going to say almost a month ago, right? The band, Los de Siempre, representatives of El Batallón, the grand supporters of the Houston Dynamo. We were there for the revealing of the sponsorship, at the beginning of something new, and at the same time, a continuation, you know, keeping it local and teaming up Houston Dynamo and Emmy Anderson to end cancer, to keep fighting cancer. You know, it's amazing to see Brenner and the president of MD Anderson shake hands and swap banners. And ultimately, number three, you know, looking toward the future, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Champions League draw for CONCACAF. We are going to Guatemala in February. That's going to be like mid-February. 19th through the 21st is like the tentative dates. We got so many people on board. We want to make it happen. We want to go back on the international stage after 5 years of absence. Hopefully take over the world, you know, because that's the way we can do it.
Alex,
those are the top three for me. And hey, thank you for having me, Glenn.
You're awesome, Alex. Thank you very much for that. Let's quickly go to Miguel. We're going to try to get two more calls here, and then we're going to go to a break. Be ready, though. We're going to give away the tickets to America Santos Laguna. Miguel, soccer moment of the year, hey. Real quick.
Hi, how are you doing, Glenn? I think we've spoken to each other, and we've written emails and all that stuff. I'm a big-time America fan, but I've never had a chance to have a home team bring a cup right in front of my face and show it to me and show me that they have won it. That's probably an exhilarating time there that we had at the Open Cup. The players coming towards me and showing me the cup and celebrating is the biggest moment I've had in 2018. I mean, I root for America and I root for other teams. I mean, Mexico, but no other team has brought that cup over to my face and shown it to me. Look, this is what we won. This is from a tournament where we beat other teams that were great. That was a great showing against the Union. I thought we'd have a little bit more competition in that game, but you know they didn't show up, and I was glad for that. I mean,
all right, Miguel, you got it. That's your moment, Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup Dynamo. Thank you. Let's go to TJ real quick before we go to break. TJ, what's your moment of the year?
Hey, how you doing, Glenn? My moment of the year is very simple and very pure. My 3-year-old nephew finally got into soccer. You know, we got him in. We found a league that'll start him up early. And just watching the joy and the enjoyment of them just crowding around and going every direction. But we still steer them the same, you know, trying to teach them the little things. But they 3 years old. But that was my highlight, just to see the joy in his eyes. And he loved kicking that ball because he comes to my house all the time. And that's the first thing he looks for is for that ball.
TJ, you just did a beautiful thing. You just took the game right down to the grassroots before our break here. A beautiful thing you just did. Thank you for that. And wishing you the best over the holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you. Enjoy your trip. And you also is the best thing because I'm like, finally somebody talks pure soccer.
We're going to keep doing it with support with guys like you. Thank you, TJ. We're going to take a break here now. All right, here we go. Who's ready for some Club America Santos tickets? Listen very, very carefully to me right now. Caller number. And it's at 713-780-3776. Caller number 9 right now. You get a pair of tickets to Club America Santos Laguna. Caller number 9 at 713-780-3776. Before the game, go over to King's Court and party there before going to see Club America Santos. It's caller number 9 right now. For the other tickets, you're going to get the information on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. I am going to tell you how to get the other pair. So you'll have to go to Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, to figure that out. More to come on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Our thanks to presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Our good friends at King's Court down there, Jay, Bud Light, thank you. And BMW, Advantage BMW, thank you as well. We'll take a break. More to come.
App in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.